This is Akashwani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the Mukhyamantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana from New Delhi through video conferencing in a short while from now. Under this scheme, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will transfer 10,000 rupees directly into the beneficiaries' bank accounts via DBT through video conferencing. This scheme is considered significant ahead of the Bihar Assembly elections. We have more from our correspondent.
On the first day of the launch of the scheme, the first installment of 10,000 rupees will be transferred to the accounts of 75 lakh women. This initiative is being launched as part of a series of welfare measures for women under the leadership of Chief Minister Nitish Kumar. Today, a total of 7,500 crore rupees will be directly transferred to the bank accounts through DBT. The scheme has been envisioned with the aim of empowering women and making their families self-reliant. The government has said that if employment progresses in the right direction, beneficiaries will be provided additional assistance of up to 2 lakh rupees. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
The Indian Air Force will bid farewell to the MiG-21 aircraft in Chandigarh today. The event marks the end of an era for the aircraft that served the nation for more than 60 years. During the ceremony, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will be the chief guest. He will be joined by Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi and retired Air Chief Marshal V.R. Chaudhary. In a statement, the Ministry of Defence says that MiG-21 is a legendary icon of the Indian Air Force and a fearless warrior that has etched its valour across generations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid tributes to former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi recalled his contributions to nation building during his long years in public life. The Home Ministry has cancelled the FCRA certificate of Sonam Wangchuk's NGO. Sources said that, according to official findings, Sonam Wangchuk had deposited 3.5 lakh rupees into the FCRA account of the association in violation of Foreign Contribution Regulation Act in 2021-22. The NGO had also received 4,93,205 rupees from a Swedish donor for educational programs on issues including migration, climate change, food security and sovereignty. The ministry said a foreign contribution cannot be accepted for study on sovereignty of the nation and said the act is against the national interest of the country. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar said that those who are fighting against terrorism are performing a service to the international community, presenting the case of Operation Sindoor at G20 Foreign Ministers meeting in New York. Mr. Jaishankar described terrorism as a threat to development and peace. He stressed the need for the world to show zero tolerance towards terrorist activities. The External Affairs Minister also criticized the world's double standards in applying sanctions. He pointed out that sanctions disrupt supplies, logistics and increase costs, creating pressure on nations. He further said that making energy and other essentials more uncertain in an economically fragile situation will help no one. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has condemned Hamas and expressed willingness to work with US President Donald Trump on a UN-backed peace plan. Speaking via video after being barred from the UN General Assembly, President Abbas said that he was ready to work with the US, France and Saudi Arabia to implement the peace plan adopted this week by the UN General Assembly, where the number of countries recognizing Palestine's statehood rose to more than 150. Chief Election Commissioner of Bangladesh, AMM Nasiruddin, has ruled out the possibility of introducing the proportional representation system in the upcoming national elections without necessary legal reforms. Speaking to media in Dhaka, the CEC clarified that the current representation of the people order does not permit the adoption of the PR system under which seats in parliament are allocated to parties based on their share of the vote. And in cricket, Pakistan defeated Bangladesh by 11 runs in their Super 4 clash of the Asia Cup 2025 in Dubai last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.